I'm Dorothy Kane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, unfortunately, I continue to show that I'm rather healthy for my age. And I did two hikes today, and on one of them, I started thinking about, you know, especially because the events of this weekend and of next, I've been wondering about what's changed in me. And I would suggest that one of the big differences in me is there has been maturing as a follower of Christ. But unlike what I've seen so many, it's not maturing to try to get back into the institution. It's maturing to see the institutional church as a fraud and the absolute magnificence of who the Lord is. It's interesting that, you know, I've studied just again, I did a little bit more study on how we got the New Testament. I don't know if you remember, but I remember when we went to a store, there was somebody at one of the churches we were at, and they opened a store, a Christian bookstore. And when we're in there, ask if there is something about how we know the Bible is the Bible. And I can answer that question now. And I can answer it, I think, quite well compared to most, you know, because I've asked so many over the years. And I don't know. I know. And it's marvelous. And every time I get a little insight, as I did yesterday, it's kind of like, wow. The Bible is what it claims to be. Subtle little things. Was a subtle little something in 2 Timothy 4. It was kind of like more confirmation that confirms even how extra-biblical evidence syncs with what the Scripture says itself. It's amazing. It's a document we can trust. It's a document we can trust. The institution we can't. That's how I've matured. And instead of being, I think, more attractive in the sense of somebody who said, oh yeah, I'm coming back to the institution. No, I'm sorry. I want to reconcile with my family. But I want to reconcile my family with the truth. And if I'm wrong somewhere, correct me where I'm wrong. I know those are bad words. But correct me where I'm wrong. Otherwise, I will contend from the Scripture that we are called to reconcile, and that the institutional church is a fraud. And I would suggest proclaiming that boldly, openly, parousia, is the command of the Lord. Running from that is the act of a coward. You've heard these things before. It's consistent. It's refined. Because I continue to find it in Scripture. So I'm going to learn a little bit more to shout it from the rooftops, because you know I'm not giving up. I have my discouragement big time. But I only have one goal: obedience to Christ, and His command is reconciliation. His command is to love my wife, and His command is, you know, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. So, I don't turn to the state. I will dialogue with people. I won't abandon conversation, because I want to love. Love. It's an interesting word. I thought my wife loved me. I'm concerned that she loved the things that I could make or get, because, yeah, sure, I can make a lot of money in this world. I'd rather be obedient to Christ. Is that the man you want? One who can make a lot of money, or one who's going to try to be obedient to Christ? Being obedient to Christ has a cost. Unfortunately, it's a rhetorical question. but I still love you and I'm still seeking reconciliation. Dorothy Jane, I do love you.